Developing a sense of resolve is an interesting one, because you have to be determined, don't you, to cultivate your heart, to focus your mind. You have to work at it. I don't know anyone, some just kind of does it. So there has to be some sense of resolve, and yet the very word resolve, quite often, the way I've misinterpreted it from my own ignorance is this sort of fierce determination and attempt to just control the mind. Like we could spend this retreat counting, right? We could count our steps, we could count our breaths, we could count each mouthful. You'd hate me by day three. So we could just kind of do something very, very controlled. Just control everything. But I don't think we'd be happy or free. We'd just be controlled. And as soon as we took off those control mechanisms, then all hell would break loose, I suspect, right? So that kind of resolve has never worked for me. Just kind of, you know, just doing it, dang it. And yet, that's one extreme set. The other extreme would be I can just fantasize and worry and just let the mind go haywire and come to the meeting, not come to the meeting, and hang out with the lads in the back room with a cigarette, something like that. So there has to be some sense of resolve and structure, and yet it has to be done in a way which has a that you can keep doing it, for one thing. One could be very, very fierce and make a lot of effort for a few days, but you can't sustain that, right? And yet if one makes no resolve and doesn't try some sense of focus, then one just feels very discouraged. So how you make effort on this retreat really depends on your character. And keep that in mind with what I can offer is my character, my experience. And you have to take that from a sense of reflection. So if I say something to you that you've tried and doesn't work, fine, right? Because it is about reflection. So if I say, you know, really try hard, and you know that by trying hard, you actually get more uptight, then you have to judge that from your experience. So sometimes teaching the same words to different people have a different effect. You say try hard to some person, it really works for them. Try hard to another person, they get all repressed and uptight. So the idea of the Dhamma is always, it's always a reflective thing. It's like you're reflecting on, okay, this is the suggestion, I'll try it, I'll give it a go. But don't feel that if the suggestion doesn't work for you, that you're wrong. You know, there's just something about it that doesn't quite fit you. Now, obviously, you want to find a fit, something that works for you. But the structure of the eight precepts and this kind of coming together is a sense of resolve that we're going to be together for 9 days, and we're going to try to cultivate wholesome states of mind. We're going to try to look at our minds, understand ourselves, but not make it a kind of punishment, because you won't come back next year. So you don't want to just sort of be trying to get somewhere. I think the whole sense of having a very open mind to the way things are. And then trying stuff out. You're trying the breath, or trying some body meditation, and just experimenting and seeing how does this work or how does that work, and learning from your own experimentation what works for you. You know, what is it about my mind? What kind of mind do I have? What kind of, how do I react when I get instructions? Do I try too hard? Whatever it is. So that part I can't teach. That's reflection. You know, that has to be, that's your part. And that's actually the most important part, the reflection. And so it's not like, I'll give some suggestions, obviously, that's why, you know, earn my rice. But like techniques, say, I'll offer some techniques and so on. But I'm very wary of techniques, because sometimes people just technique themselves to death, as it were. So they're just suggestions, right? They're just suggestions for you to try things. But hopefully, what's more important for me is the underlying attitude. What is, What is the attitude I have to this moment, to my mind and to my body, in a very contained situation? You're in a very, very kind of contained situation. The room is very small, so you're going to have to get used to sitting close to people who are breathing, doing funny things like shifting their legs, and coughing, and coming in and out. So the best thing is to just accept whatever is, right? If you're sitting in B4 and you want to go to C6, you'll be in trouble. So just, you know, any restlessness you feel, oh, should I be over maybe by the window, a little bit cooler there, or don't go for that. You've got your spot, just settle in, you know, like a dog just settling in the kennel. So the sooner you do that, the easier it's going to be for you. Because remember, what are you doing? You're coming in from a very busy, you know, most, I had a really busy, I don't know, just doing stuff all day today. And you're 10 times more busy than me, I'm sure. So you've been going full tilt and wham, all of a sudden there's nothing to do. So consider the context. Consider the context. And that's not easy. It's not easy to all of a sudden go cold turkey. So consider that so that you're kind to yourself. So if your mind doesn't settle by the third sitting, it's probably normal. It's just the way it is. So have a lot of compassion and kindness for whatever initial or long-term difficulties that you might experience. You know? Keep a sense of, or even humor around it, around the difficulty of just stopping all of a sudden, rather than having some kind of huge expectation of entering a deep state of absorption kind of right away. So the attitude is one of trying, having the resolve to try, but a resolve not to become anything, but to continually awaken. That's all. Just continually awaken. This is the way it is now. This is the way it is now. So if you're sitting in a particular spot and you're feeling annoyed at your neighbor, then just say, oh, this is annoyance. Or if in your room, you know, the pipes are banging away because someone's in the shower at the wrong time, and you can't sleep, well, this is what it feels like to be annoyed. Just keep coming to that so your mind settles. You're in a different bed, you're in a different room, you have different situation with different people, and the mind's going to kind of, it's going to have some reactions to that. That would be quite natural. Let them be. You don't think that you should like it being here. Don't panic. So you're really with what you're feeling, because if you're with what you're feeling, especially the dislikes, the restlessness, it'll settle. So what we're utilizing everything to deepen awareness. Right? Everything. So your discontent can deepen your awareness. How does discontent deepen awareness? You become aware of discontent. Simple. But not so simple, because what will happen with discontent is one will take it to thought. And that's not awareness, that's proliferation. So if you feel restless or sleepy or pain in the body, all of that, this is what it feels like now. And learn to make awareness powerful with that, right? Powerful with discontent or pain or heat or so the one of the things of this, one of the features of the shrine room is that it's too hot, right? One of the great features. It's a feature. So you could, and we will, we'll spend most of the retreat trying to get the temperature right. You'll notice a whole array of windows going open and door, and we do our best, you know. But the temperature at times will be too hot for you, right? How can you deepen awareness with that, rather than hang out with the idea I want the right temperature? You see what I mean? So take everything, to deepen your awareness. This is what it feels like to feel too hot. It's that way. Then the mind settles. But if you can, you know, if you go for the idea it should be different. So the idea here is surrender. I mean, we have a situation that is a very good situation, but it can't be perfect. It's impossible. It can't be perfect. And it can't be the way it was at home. And But the beauty of it is that you can surrender to it. You can just give up to it. I'm just going to be here with this routine, with these chaps in brown, in this room, and doing this practice. Now, that is actually quite profound, because then, as we say, you have the opportunity to look at your mind rather than change your furniture. If one opts for getting a better situation, your mind will start to think, well, more of this, more of that. If, you know, the mind just will kind of go for all its options. But if you just give up to it, I'm here now. I've got this cushion, I've got this place, I've got this routine. And this is the way it feels now. You kind of give up to that. Then your mind settles and your awareness gets more and more powerful. So using everything to deepen awareness. Huh? That's the challenge. That's the challenge. Rather than think, you know, that the meditation is only when you like it. Or that meditation is only when we're in here. Everything, right? Walking outside, having a meal, sitting in a soft armchair looking at the Ottawa River, it's all to deepen awareness. And if we do that, we've done a lot. And that would be amazing, wouldn't it? And we will. Because I'll keep reminding you. No option. And that we can all do that. We can't all be happy all the time. We can't necessarily feel tranquil. So we can't be successful. So give up success, right? Give up success about meditation and just use all situations, even the situation of feeling unsuccessful, to deepen awareness. So if you sit for a whole hour and your mind is all over the place and you're nodding away and you know, thinking about this and planning that, and then the bell rings and you wake up, then you start to get heavy with yourself, don't do it. Just deepen awareness. This is what it feels like to have blown in an hour. Or this is what just keep deepening awareness, keep deepening awareness. So you can't fail. Right? If you don't get hung up about the quality of the experience. The quality of the experience is as it is. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. But awareness can know that. And this is where the deep peace of the heart is realized, through the taking all situations as an opportunity for deepening awareness. Right, I think that's lots of listening for you. So let's finish with a chant, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we'll start tomorrow at the time, 6 o'clock. All right?